The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents, like I said, and we are here each and every Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. Hard to believe we're halfway through the month of December and just a few more shopping days until Christmas, folks. Hey, if you celebrated Hanukkah, that's all over with. You don't have to worry about it anymore. That's behind you. Thanksgiving's behind us. But Christmas is creeping up rather quickly. And, you know, right after that comes New Year's Eve. So what we thought we'd talk about today is some year-end planning stuff, things that you need to think about as it relates to your money, your personal financial life, and how you might want to prepare for the year that we've had and the year that is to come. You know, if you really think about it, this past year has been rather remarkable, hasn't it? I mean, we've had fabulous returns. If you, you know, endeavored to remain invested in the stock market, I mean, you're seeing nice double-digit returns, sometimes in the 20% range, which is outstanding for a lot of folks. What I've seen many folks are having happen is if you've been taking money out of your account on a month-to-month basis to support your retirement lifestyle, you're probably amazed that you still have the same, if not more, money than what you started with at the beginning of the year. So, hey, it's been a really great run for the year. But let's be careful, folks. Let's be realistic. This doesn't happen all the time, and nor was it expected for the year to come. Some of the things we'll want to talk about today, we'll focus on, you know, has this market run up too fast? Are we worried about where this market's going to go? What is to plan for towards the end of this year? Are there any special strategies that you might want to put into play? I'll throw some ideas out to you that you might want to consider. We'll share little fun things that come up along the way. Sometimes the best stuff that we share on the radio is stuff that's never planned, and it just kind of pops into my head as I stare around the room here, looking out the window, checking out the wintry weather, and thinking about what's to come and what could happen. Hey, I want to let you all know, last time when we were here on the radio, I had my daughter Mindy with us. And at the time, Mindy was waiting to hear to see whether she got into college. And yes, folks, Mindy got into Babson College. She will be attending class of 2018. So congratulations to my daughter, Mindy, who submitted for early decision to Babson College in Wellesley. Just so happens that's the same place I went to school. But I promise you, she did not go there because I went there. She went on her own merits, checked out a lot of schools, and she is delighted. What she's even more excited about more than anything else is the fact that none of her friends have any responses yet. Some of them haven't even submitted applications, and she is home free. She knows where she's going next September, and the rest of her friends are on the waiting game. So she's really enjoying the last 6 months or so of school. I'm sure she'll do great. Very proud of her. And if you happen to bump into her, you know, congratulate her or buy her something from Babson. I'm sure she'd love a bumper sticker or a T-shirt or a sweatshirt, you know, if you happen to be around the area. But nevertheless, the way we break down this show is we break it down into four parts. Number one, we offer up our smart money tip of the week. In a section number two, we play this game called Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain. That's where I reveal to you something that you may have not thought about or have heard parts of a story about, something relating to personal finance or money management issues that you want to be sure that you've got a better handle on. And I'm going to provide that to you. The third issue, I think the third segment of our radio show is we'll dedicate it to some year-end tax planning and year-end money management planning tips. And then finally, in the fourth segment, we'll dig deep into the mailbag, because I'll tell you, folks, I've been getting more and more and more letters from folks, emails, et cetera, from people that say, hey, can you answer this simple question for me? Sometimes there really are very simple questions, and sometimes, hey, they're not all that simple to solve. So let's jump right into it and start with our smart money tip of the week, which I'll tell you comes right out of Money Magazine. That if you happen to have picked up your most recent issue of Money Magazine, it's the December 2013 edition. I thought it was an interesting tip. You know, these days we don't go to the photomat store anymore. Frankly, you don't even go to CVS these days to go get prints of pictures printed up anymore. How many people actually go and get those envelopes of doubles and triple prints? You don't have the negatives that we used to have, you know, that came in the envelopes and all that kind of stuff. There's no more 110 film. Everything's digital. But here's the problem. Do you have a system for keeping your digital prints safe? Because I bet right now you could go into your back closet, go under your bed, look in a drawer, go find somewhere where you have a photo box that's filled with photos. No, they may not be in any particular order. Yes, they may be just stuffed in all sorts of places. But you know what? You can look at those pictures anytime you want. How about your digital pictures? Do you know where they are? Do you have them saved? Do you have them organized? A lot of them just have numbers attached to them. I'm sure you know if you go and grab your digital camera, take a bunch of pictures, upload it to your computer, they just have a file. Each picture has a file name like 000314-2GPL.JPEG. And how would you know what that is? You don't. But there is a way in which you can organize all of your pictures, and I want to recommend a couple places that you might want to look at for thinking about how you go about saving and preserving some of these photographs so that you can look at them again in the future. You know, some people use these accounts called Flickr, I believe it's F-L-I-C-K-R, which is a product of Yahoo. You can go to, Andrew, what are some of the other ones we can think of? Can think of any other, Andrew's my producer. I'm looking at him in the eye. You know, he's a smart guy. I'm hoping that he's a smart guy. I'm trying to think of the two that are sitting on the top of my head that you can look at. There is, he's going to come up with something. There's the Google product that I forget, Picasa, that's what I'm looking for. Picasa is another great one to go to, that you might want to go there. It sets everything up online. Of course, you can go to your iCloud account, of course, if you have that on your iPhone. These are all great places to put things together, upload them, save them. But you know what? You can create file folders. And the way that I do these things, because I'm not going to rename every single photograph that I upload, I have a file folder for every month. So every time I take a picture, and in fact, now when you take pictures and plug them into your computer, there's a little timestamp that's actually built on it, knows when you took the picture. Sometimes it even knows where you took the picture, and you never even told it. It's kind of scary that I was in Holland. I'm uploading pictures, and it says, these pictures were taken in Holland. It's like, how do you know that? And there's like this little man that lives inside my camera or my iPhone, and they know this stuff. But create little file folders. All you have to do is you go up in the upper left-hand corner. There's a button that says New Folder. Hit New Folder, rename it to March 2013 or April 2013, and just drag that whole clump of pictures that relates to that month, drag it right into the file folder. Perhaps there was a graduation. Perhaps there was Halloween, a Christmas party, whatever it might have been. Just drag the clump of pictures into individual file folders and create one for each year. And it's been a great way to preserve and save your photographs because, you know, you just hit that pictures button on your computer and you'll get hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands, of pictures that you really can't even see. It just has this little file code attached to it. You want to know what these pictures are that you're taking. Look, we all walk around with our iPhones. We all show these pictures to our friends. Hey, take a look at my dog. Take a look at my kid. Take a look at my grandson. Take a look at this picture. But as soon as we hook that up to our computer, boom, it's off the phone and it's on our computer. Will you ever see it again? My smart money tip of the week is to invest some of your time. It's not going to cost you even any money. Flickr is free. Picasa is free. iCloud is free within the constraints of the space that they give to you. Invest your time into organizing your photographs. It's a great, great smart money tip for you to consider as you begin to plan for the upcoming Christmas and New Year's holiday. Because, hey, once Christmas comes, you know, all cards are on the table, all trades are off. It doesn't really matter. It's going to be just a fun for all. You're going to have a great time. You might as well be prepared in advance. So preparation is key with this smart money tip of the week. Take advantage of it. Download Picasa. Download Flickr. Go use your iCloud account. Take a look at any of the online photograph stuff and do that. Now, here's one other way that you can one other strategy for you that we also can throw in the smart money tip of the week. If you know how to do it and it's not that hard, burn your pictures to a CD or a DVD. Because God forbid you forget your username and password, because here's one of the challenges. What happens if you've been uploading all of your accounts up to Picasa or up to Flickr or up to iCloud and you die? Who knows your username and password? Who is going to be able to have access to that information? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever wondered how people will have access to anything that you might have online if you were to die? What if you have online accounts at E-Trade? What if you have access to a PayPal account? All of these things are virtual. If your password and username isn't shared with somebody and everyone says, never share your username and password, I might agree with that to some extent, but find someone you trust. Have that username and password information available so that you can access, or someone else can access your pictures, access money that you have in an account, access anything that you might have had uploaded that you will lose. How about your iTunes account? What if nobody knows what your iTunes account is? All of those music files that you paid for and downloaded through iTunes, who gets them? How do they access them? These are all items that I put under that smart money tip of the week this week. It costs you nothing. It's an investment of your time. And I would strongly, strongly encourage you to really think about what all of that means. Yes, we're talking about money here this week. We talk about personal financial issues, but I also talk about those issues that are timeless and priceless. Stuff that you really need to think about as it relates to your overall personal financial life. Because as you well know, if you've been listening to this show for a while, you'll know that, yes, we manage money at Friedman Financial. We manage a lot of it, close to $250 million for many of our clients. But we also provide smart, practical financial planning advice to people like you and me, average people on the street, average folks that are making a reasonable living, that are living a reasonable lifestyle, that have the ability to save a little bit more than they spend. They've been able to put some money aside so that when retirement comes around, they know that they have, at least feel that they have adequate resources to support their lifestyle in retirement, and they want guidance on not just the money stuff, but the non-financial stuff too. Having your access and preparing yourself appropriately for all of your online accounts, to setting things up appropriately, organizing your files, and making sense of everything, and then sharing that information with somebody who else knows in the event you die, is critically important. All right, we're going to take a break. When I come back, we're going to go to our segment called Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain. But before we do that and before we take a break, I want to remind you about a couple things. Number one is about Planning Pointers. I know I talk about this each and every week on the radio. We have close to a little more than 5,000 subscribers now signed up to Planning Pointers. If you'd like to be part of the subscription, it is free. That means it costs nothing. I also tell you this, if you sign up for it, you're not going to get any pestery phone calls from me. No one from some cold calling service is going to come ringing your doorbell or calling you on the phone or sending emails. Not going to happen like that. If you sign up for my newsletter, the only thing that you will get from me is a newsletter every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. It has three little tidbits about stuff that's going on. I can even tell you this week, in our newsletter this week, we posted, one of the stories was about, one of the stories we posted about was what it's like if your elderly parents need to move back home with you. What are some of the things that you need to think about, that you need to prepare for? What are some of the costs involved, all of that? One of the other stories that we talk about is it's kind of our fun issue where we go back and we take a look at the 12 days of Christmas and what the real cost would be if you were to buy the items on the 12 days of Christmas. You know, what is the cost for a partridge and a pear tree and two turtle doves and all those things? If you've ever wondered what all that stuff costs, you sign up for my newsletter, you'll find out what that cost is, and you'll find out, frankly, how much that cost went up this year compared to last year. And then we've always got a few other little stories. But I'll tell you, each story is no more than about 100 words or so. You can then click on the link and go further if you want to read the rest of the story. It's all fun stuff. It's all for you. We call it Planning Pointers. If you want to get it, go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Once again, that's Friedman Financial. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. We're up against a hard break here. We got to step away from the microphone for a bit. We're going to let some of our sponsors share some of the thoughts that they have. But when we come back, we will be back with our segment called Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Since 1989. More than a million New Englanders have flocked to Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater to listen for those two wonderful words that mean Christmas is here.
Bah, bah.
Join Ebenezer Scrooge, Tiny Tim, and the area's largest cast of actors, singers, and revelers for the 23rd annual production of A Christmas Carol. In this lavish musical adaptation of the Charles Dickens classic, you'll see Victorian England come to vibrant life, accompanied by a live orchestra and a dazzling array of ghostly special effects. Come see why the Boston Globe says North Shore Music Theater's A Christmas Carol is always surprising and spellbinding for all ages. North Shore Music Theater's production of A Christmas Carol plays now through December 22nd only. For tickets, log on to nsmt.org. It only takes one night to change your life.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
If I had $1 million...
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are providing financial advice in a language you can understand. That's what we do here each and every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8:30. Hard to believe we've been doing this for almost a year now. I started here in early January here at the station. It's been fabulous. I've met so many people here locally on the North Shore, in the Merrimack Valley, and in the southern New Hampshire area. Some of you have called the show. Some of you have sent me emails. Some of you have visited the office. We've been able to meet a few people and really help you out. And it's my pleasure to be able to do that both for you personally, oh, as well as just generally, and provide you some good financial advice. Because, look, money is important to everybody. And what is a lot of money to one person is different from what's a lot of money to another person. I love when someone walks in my office and they say, I make a lot of money. Well, what is a lot of money? In your head, if I asked you, do you make a lot of money? Or what is a lot of money if someone made it? Usually the answer, I would guess, is you're going to think someone makes a lot of money when they make twice as much as what you make right now. If you really thought about that number, I don't know what number you put in your head, but I would bet whatever that number is, I bet if you doubled it, you would say, yeah, that's a lot of money. It's different for everybody. And I will also tell you this. One of the things that I oftentimes advise folks on is we're always very protective and very private about the amount of money each one of us make. Well, folks, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter what any of us make. What matters is what we keep. Look, I tell the story sometimes. In fact, I'm in the midst of finishing up a book that will be published in July of this year. You've all heard of the Dummy series and the Idiot series. Well, there's a whole collection of books that's going to come out in 2014 with the subtitle of For the Genius in You. And I've been hired to write the book Retirement Planning for the Genius in You. No, you don't need to be a genius. But I bet you'll feel a lot better reading a book like that than one that says, hey, I'm an idiot or I'm a dummy. So in this book, the Genius book that we're putting together, I share the story about it matters more about what you keep than what you make. I tell the story of one person that we've worked with who is a surgeon. He makes $650,000 a year. That is a lot of money. He makes $650,000. He's been doing this for a long time. He's 68 years old. I talk about and compare him with another person who is an engineer at General Electric. He makes $110,000 a year and has been doing that for a long time. Both of them have, actually, the surgeon, his family has grown and gone. It's just he and his wife. The engineer, he has three boys and he's married. Today, both of them are at the same age, in their 60s. The engineer has close to $1.5 million saved for retirement. The surgeon has $250,000 saved for retirement. So does it really matter how much the surgeon was making compared to what the engineer was making? Absolutely not. What's going to happen is that the surgeon can't retire. He can't retire when he was making $650,000. His house is leveraged. He has very little equity in his home. He has $250,000. And this engineer, who was making $110,000, put a small amount of money away every single year and was really diligent about doing it. He can walk away from GE tomorrow and retire with absolute comfort, supporting the lifestyle that he's grown accustomed to. So really, don't ever try to compare what somebody else makes to what you make. It's what you keep that matters and how diligent you are at putting money aside. With that said, I want to step into this segment that we call Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain, because I want to expose you to something else that I see investors and retirees, anybody making as a mistake. And you're making this mistake in the next 2 weeks. If you make this mistake in the next 2 weeks, it could cost you a lot of money. So let's head right now to our segment that's entitled Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great end boss has spoken.
In this week's segment, I want to try to share something with you that I hope won't be a mistake. I want you to think about this. We were going to put a headline in our newsletter this past week. We didn't do it, though. And the headline was going to read something like, Bad News for Investors. And the subtitle was going to be, No Tax Losses to Take. Now, you might giggle a little bit. The problem is that over the past few years, most investors have made a lot of money. If you stayed invested in the stock market, you've seen returns that have been rather significant. The stock market, generally, whether it's the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the Russell 2000, they're all up well into the 20%. At least that. The market is hovering and hanging around at 16,000, where it started somewhere around 13,000 at the beginning of the year. We're seeing great returns. But one of the things that is happening also in the month of December, because these mutual funds had such a great run-up, many of the mutual funds will be paying a special distribution that's called a capital gain distribution. And I know I've talked about this in weeks past, but we're really in critical time here now. Many of the funds, when they buy and trade, remember, when you hire a mutual fund, they're buying and selling stocks. I'm sorry. Those stocks sometimes have gains. And if it's been this year, they've made a lot of gains. Those gains have to get paid out to you in some way, shape, or form. And they do come the end of the year. But while they're accumulating all of these gains, it's built into the price of your mutual fund. So what happens is sometime around December, let's say your mutual fund is selling for $20 a share. Two of those $20 may represent a capital gain distribution, money that the portfolio manager made from selling stocks at a gain. So what happens is at some point over the course of December or November, he takes that $2 and he sends it off to you, which you can either keep or reinvest. Either way, if it's in a personal account, it's taxable to you. So $2 on $20 is 10%. While we all might like a 10% distribution, it's taxable to us. And it's taxable to you whether you made an investment the day before the distribution or 10 years before the distribution. What also happens on the day that distribution happens, your mutual fund drops from $20 a share to $18 a share. It has to drop proportionate to the distribution that was sent out. If you reinvest your distribution, you pick up more shares. If I've confused you, you're not alone. I confuse a lot of people with this, but this is one of the single most important financial planning, money management strategies that you need to understand, because I will tell you this. One of the dangers that people are going to run into right now is they're going to see that this stock market has been skyrocketing. And they're going to say, oh, what a great time to take my bonus check, to take any extra money that I have in the bank and start deploying it into the stock market. Well, if you're going to use that time, the month of December, to deploy money into the stock market to buy mutual funds, I encourage you to be very, very careful. Don't let your financial advisor steer you in the wrong direction. The big question you need to ask of your financial advisor, that you need to ask of Fidelity or whomever else it is that you go to invest with, you need to ask them this very simple question. Has the fund paid a capital gain distribution? And if not, is it expected to pay one prior to the end of the year? I'll say that again. Has my mutual fund paid a capital gain distribution, or is it expected to pay one prior to the end of the year? If your mutual fund is expected to pay a mutual fund prior to the end of the year, do not, I will repeat, do not invest in that fund until after it's paid its distribution. Because imagine this. Let's say, let's use this example where we had a mutual fund that was selling for $20 a share, and two of those dollars were going to pay a taxable distribution. Let's say you wanted to invest $100,000, and I'm just grabbing a number, $100,000 into this fund. And let's say today is, well, today's December 15th. Let's say it's December 20th. And you find out that on the 27th of the month, the mutual fund decides to pay a distribution. And they've already reported what they're going to pay. They just haven't paid it yet. How would you like to invest $100,000 today and find yourself two or 3 weeks later with a $10,000 dividend that is fully taxable to you as ordinary income? Or pretend perhaps at capital gain tax rates, depending upon the distribution. You don't want to make an investment so that you can pay a tax on 10% of your investment 2 weeks later. That is a mistake all too many people make this time of year. I can't encourage you enough to talk to your financial advisor, to talk to the mutual fund company, to talk to whomever it is that you're working with, to make sure that if you're going to invest in the stock market, into mutual funds, that you're doing so after the capital gain distribution has been paid, not before. Some of them have already paid it for the year, but I will tell you, close to 40% of the mutual funds out there will pay their distribution on the 28th, 29th, or 30th of December. So be careful. That's my segment that I call Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain. So remember that little trick. I hope that helps you out. I hope I explained it to you well. If you want to get some more information, if you're curious as to when your mutual fund may be paying its distribution, just send me an email. I got all the numbers. I can't list them all here. There's 20,000 mutual funds. Drop me an email. Give me a call. Here's my email. It's Mark, M-A-R-C, just like my name. Not with a K, Mark with a C, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. That's Friedman, 2 E's and a D, Financial.com. So send me an email or feel free to call my office, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or you can visit my website at FriedmanFinancial.com. Just drop me a little note through that. That's another way that I can help you out. You know, one of the things that I find frustrating, though, is that more and more people that we visit with have no idea about capital gain distributions, yet they're working with a financial advisor. I find that incredibly frustrating. I will tell you, one of the things that we did this year was we sent a note out to our clients because of the fact that we knew distributions would be so large. We sent a note out, I think it was about a week and a half ago, to every single one of our clients explaining what I just explained to you in this segment, and also telling them, you know what? Sometimes capital gain distributions aren't a bad thing. It's an indication of the fact that we've had a great year. And I will tell you one other thing that you need to know about the fact that we're going to have a good year. It's very likely, very, 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 very likely that when you file your tax return in March or April, whenever you choose to do it, you may be surprised that you owe taxes. Yes, you may be surprised that you owe taxes. Now, I want you to know something. It's not your accountant's fault. Your accountant did not make a mistake. The accountant just has to account for the extra dividends and distributions you've earned over the course of the year, and you got to pay tax on it. I'm sorry. There are no tax losses for many people this year. Sorry, we didn't lose money for you this year. We made money this year, and sometimes when we make money, we have to pay taxes. That's just the nature of the beast. However, if you do have tax losses on your account, there are still remnants of them. I know some folks that have some real estate investment trust investments, or some people that own some bond fund mutual funds might have some, perhaps may have some tax losses on their accounts. You may want to look at those. It's a great opportunity to do an offset gains to losses as well. All right. We're going to take a break. When we get back, I'm going to talk about some other year-end tax planning strategies that I think will be real important to you. So hang tight. Stick with us. Once again, my name is Mark Friedman. We're trying to provide financial planning advice in a language you can understand. I want to remind you to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It comes out every Friday at 10:30. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
How was the food at your last event? Was it memorable in a good way? When it's time to plan your next event, let Simply Elegant Catering structure a menu that will bring rave reviews from your guests. With 20 years' experience in off-site catering, Simply Elegant Catering has the knowledge, equipment, and staff to put together an event to remember. Let Simply Elegant Catering be the caterer of choice for your next event. You can view the many options that they offer by visiting their website at simplyelegantcatering.biz. From the North Shore to Boston and throughout the Merrimack Valley, they'll help make your next gathering an event to remember. For an appointment, call Simply Elegant Catering at 978-372-7329. That's 978-372-7329. Their website is simplyelegantcatering.biz. That's simplyelegantcatering.biz.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
You're listening to the North Shore's number one station for good time favorites and fun all weekend long. WBOQ Gloucester.
Your good time favorites, North Shore 104.9.
Who finds the money?
I know you got a mess of dough here.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It's top of the hour, around 8 o'clock or so. Happy to have you, with us this Sunday morning. It is December 15th, just 10 more days till Christmas. So if you're out there shopping, good luck to you this morning. The stores are open bright and early for you. There's still some Black Friday specials that continue to roll forward. These specials continue to happen each and every day at the supermarket, at the grocery, not at the grocery store, at the shopping mall, wherever you might choose to buy your favorite Christmas and holiday gifts. What are you going to serve for Christmas this year? Will it be something different? Are you going to be adventurous and dig into the foodnetwork.com website and try to create something new? Or is it going to be the traditional turkey or ham or roast beef or whatever it is that you do for your holiday dish? I will tell you, if you happen to be at the North Shore Music Theater and it's still running right now, I happen to see The Christmas Carol, which is their 20th consecutive year of The Christmas Carol. I was there earlier this week. I mean, what a great presentation. If you've never been there before, you got to go see this thing. David Coffey, who plays Uncle Scrooge, is just tremendous. I've seen David grow into that position over a great number of years. I've probably seen, I don't know, 14 or 15 versions of that show at the Music Theater. They continue to add new features. And I'll tell you an interesting story. I know I'm kind of getting away from the money thing, but last year at the Music Theater, they invited Charles Dickens' great-great-great-grandson. And he does a one-man act on the entire story of The Christmas Carol. There was about 100 people that were invited to a special viewing of this show up at the restaurant that's up at the top of the hill there at the Music Theater. And I happened to be one of the guests that happened to get to watch this guy. This guy was just amazing, Charles Dickens' great-great-great-grandson. You know, he did all the characters, all the parts, did all the stories, and it's just him. Very few props, very simple, just standing up in the audience. But what I found fascinating was David Coffey was sitting in the table next to me, and David was mesmerized about trying to follow and listen to what this gentleman said, whether it was his the nuances, the accents that he used. David always wants to make his role as Mr. Scrooge better and better and better every year, and he really and truly delivers. I really give him a lot of credit. If you haven't seen the show, go and see A Christmas Carol. It's well worth it. Great investment also. Hey, you're looking for a great Christmas gift? Go buy a season pass for the theater, because I'll tell you, North Shore Music Theater next year has one of the greatest lineups I've ever seen at the theater. I wish I could roll off the names, but I know Little Mermaid's part of it, Grease is part of it, Les Miserables is part of it. I'm forgetting the other two. They're right on the tip of my tongue. If I think of it during the show, I'll let you know. But you're in for a great show. So go see that. Check out the North Shore Music Theater. Just 10 days left until Christmas. All right, let's go back into what I was going to talk about, because I didn't even know where I was heading with that afterwards. I know there's a reason that I started that story, and unfortunately, the reason that I started is not the reason that I ended it, because I really haven't figured out what the reason was that I started it. And nevertheless, it's year-end tax time, folks. We got 15, call it 16 days until the season ends. Here's a few things that I think you need to start to do. Number one is I want you to look at your investment portfolio. I'd love you to take a snapshot of what your investment portfolio looks like today and what your investment portfolio looked like at the beginning of the year. I then want you to compare the allocation of both. Take a look and see which funds increased in value. Take a look at which ones decreased in value. Take a look how much money you have in the stock market, and then how much money is in the bond market or in cash. One of the smartest things you can do is reallocate your portfolio. Now, let me explain to you the reason that I think it's important to reallocate your portfolio. You're going to look at, see what funds did well, what funds did poorly. Now, your gut is going to tell you, oh, you got to get rid of these lousy funds, and we got to keep these ones that did really well. That will be the biggest mistake that you will make, because you all know the expression that says buy low and sell high. Now, how many times have you successfully done that? I would bet the answer is none. But I will bet you can think of many times when you've bought high and sold low. So here's what I want you to do. This is year-end time. I want you to think about rebalancing your portfolio. I'm not saying sell out of anything. And I'm not saying replace your portfolio with a whole bunch of new investments. What I want you to do is I want you to rebalance your portfolio so that it looks similar from an allocation standpoint to what it was at the beginning of the year. So let's say you owned the XYZ mutual fund, and it was worth 20% of your portfolio. And today it's done really well. And today now it's worth 25% of your portfolio. Well, if it's gone up 25% of your portfolio, that means that some other fund may not have performed as well as that XYZ mutual fund. That would mean they have a smaller percentage, because still everything has to add up to 100 when you add up all the percentages. Imagine what would happen if you could just trim off that 5% number, the difference between 25 and 20%, and take those dollars and reallocate it back into investments that haven't done so well. That's called rebalancing. It's one of the reasons that many investors in 2008, 9, and 10 have continued to perform so, so well over the past 5 years. It's because they rebalanced. They didn't panic. They didn't get out and try to pick the next best investment and sell out of what they think is good and buy something else. They stuck to their guns. They bought quality and they reinvested. Here's a great example. This past year, the European investments overseas, didn't do nearly as well as U.S. domestic-based funds did. In addition, if we look at U.S. domestic-based funds, small-cap investments performed far better than did large-cap funds. So if you begin to look at your portfolio, you might be looking at a small-cap investment, and you'll say, wow, we were up 40% for the year in this fund. Maybe we should go buy this one. And our large-cap growth fund, oh, that was only up 22%. That's kind of lousy. No, neither of them are lousy. Both of them are fabulous. But there's no need to sell off the one that was up 22% and just put everything into the one that was up 40%. That doesn't make any sense. What you want to do is you want to rebalance your portfolio back, because you know what? There will be years when large-cap outperforms small-cap. There will be years when the European markets outperform the domestic markets. There will be years when emerging growth markets outperform small cap markets. There will be years, believe it or not, when bonds will outperform stocks. We need to be diligent in making sure that we rebalance our portfolio. If you're not doing that, if you don't know how to do that, and you'd like some guidance, give our office a call. We'd be happy to help you. We'd be happy to give you some advice and guidance on how best to rebalance your portfolio. If you need to reach out to us, our phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Now, here's something that I'm really worried about. Look, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is sitting around 16,000 right now. I don't have a crystal ball. You don't have a crystal ball. No one knows where this market's going to go. A lot of people think, oh, this market is so high, it's going to just come tumbling backwards. Honestly, I don't believe that. I don't believe it's even possible, unless there is some black swan event. Black swan event means something that we should have seen coming, but we just totally ignored. But let's putting that aside. In the world in which we live in today, you have corporations that have more cash than they've ever had before on their balance sheets. You have individuals who have more cash in the bank than they've ever had before because they were scared to put money in the stock market. They pulled money out of the stock market, and they still haven't found a good time to get back in. You go to any bank, and they'll tell you that their deposits are so high, higher than they've ever been before. You've got people pulling money out of bond funds left and right because they're scared. I'm not saying that that's a reason to do it. It's not a reason to pull money out of a bond fund. But people are just scared. They hear, oh, bonds are going to be bad next year. So they pull the money out. So they all want to start pushing their money towards the stock market. But they're a little hesitant. But I will tell you, there's going to be a tipping point. That tipping point is going to happen when the first quarter is finished in 2014. And I will bet the following month becomes one of the largest issues of Money Magazine. It becomes one of the largest issues at Kiplinger's and any other consumer-driven money magazine. Here's the reason why. Because at the end of the first quarter of 2014, we will have a five-year track record that doesn't include any of 2007, 8, or the first part of 2009. From March 31st of 2009 to March of 2014, all the market has done essentially has gone up and up huge. So if you look at the average five-year rate of return over the past 5 years, starting in April of 2014, you could see funds that are up 20, 25, 30, 35% on a five-year average. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to happen again. Frankly, I don't think it will for a long time. And most of that performance happened from 2009 to 2011. But that's not the way the average investor is going to see it. The average investor is going to say, geez, when I look back at the five-year performance of the fund that I have, it might not be as good as this fund that I see here in the newspaper or in a magazine. I'm going to go rush and put my money in that new fund. Or maybe I have all of my money in cash and I've been getting a measly 0.5% or 1%. This fund has done 20% on average over the past 5 years. Even if I do half that, that's 10 times better than what I did at the bank. And so money's going to rush in. And money's going to rush in so fast that the market is going to overinflate itself. This market is going to be a run-up in 2014, in my opinion, of consumers. Consumers are going to drive what happens in this marketplace. Now, if you're an investment advisor, a broker, and you got a client that comes to you and says, hey, I'd like to invest in the stock market, hey, that's business in your pocket. That's some people are just going to take the money and invest it for them. I will tell you, in our office, we are going to be overly cautious. I think it's very important to invest in the stock market. But I think there's a strategy. You don't want to start throwing your money into the stock market right away. I'm going to encourage anybody that wants to invest in the stock market next year that's coming from cash to dollar cost average. Now, what does dollar cost average mean? Dollar cost average means, hey, you've got $50,000 you want to put into the stock market. We're going to allocate, let's say, $10,000 a month for the next 5 months. We can create any order we want, any amount we want. It could be $5,000 for the next 10 months. It doesn't really matter what we do. But I want people to be exceedingly careful, because I think it is very, very possible that the market in 2014 could have a run-up of somewhere between 10 and 20% next year. I think it's very possible, but I think a lot of it will be smoke and mirrors. I think it will be a huge illusion. So I want you to be prepared for a nice start to 2014, but it could be a scary end to 2014, especially if people start rushing money in come April, May, June, and July. So those are some tax planning and money management tips towards the end of the year and into next year. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with, I'm going to dig deep into the mailbag, see if we can pull out something of interest that will intrigue each and every person that's listening to the show. I got to tell you, I really, really love doing this show. I hope you can sense that when you listen to it on the radio. I sometimes listen back to the show, and I have to say, wow, it was kind of interesting. And sometimes I say a lot of foolish things, too, I will admit. But it's been a lot of fun. And hey, if you've got some thoughts, if you've got some ideas that you'd like me to discuss on this radio show, questions that you might have that you'd like me to answer, I would love to answer them for you on the radio show. The other thing you need to know is if you feel that now is the time where you need to get serious about your personal financial plan, you need to get serious about your personal retirement plan, I would love the opportunity to meet with you in my office. It is a free initial consultation. There is no cost whatsoever for you to come in and talk with us. If you'd like to do that, give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We'll set you up for a free initial consultation. If you want some information about the firm, I'm happy to mail that out to you. We would love to meet you. It's such a delight to be here, part of the North Shore 104.9 family. I love providing you financial advice in a language I hope you can understand. And we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Since 1989, more than a million New Englanders have flocked to Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater to listen for those two wonderful words that mean Christmas is here.
Bah, bah.
Join Ebenezer Scrooge, Tiny Tim, and the area's largest cast of actors, singers, and revelers for the 23rd annual production of A Christmas Carol, playing now through December 22nd only. For tickets, log on to nsmt.org. It only takes one night to change your life.
Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Show me the money!
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I've been with you for the past 45 minutes or so, 50 minutes, and we're going to finish up in about 10 or less with you today. I'm here from 7:30 to 8:30 each and every morning. I'm going to turn the mic over to Dana Hersey in a little bit so he can do his little retirement resource show. But right now we have to go to a special segment of our show. It's the last thing that we do each and every Sunday. We call it Mailbag. So let's go to Mail Time.
Mail Time.
Mail Time. Mail Time.
The mail is here.
we've got mail.
It's the email. The email. What? The email.
In this week's mailbag, I pull out a question from a gentleman by the name of Scott who asks me a question that I come across rather infrequently, frankly, but it's the primary reason that I'm writing my book right now called For the Retirement Planning for the Genius, which is going to be out July of 2014. And he asks me the question. He says, Mark, I keep hearing this term mass affluent, and I hear this other term called high net worth investor. Can you help me distinguish between the two? Well, I think it's a fascinating question because typically that question would come from somebody who's in the financial services world, not somebody that's, you know, an average individual who's asking about the financial, about a qualification on where they fit on the spectrum of investors. A high net worth individual is a marketing term that was crafted by, I think it was Merrill Lynch. It could have been one of the other wirehouses to try to determine the types of clients that stockbrokers want to serve. A high net worth individual is considered somebody who has $500,000 or more in investable assets. So let's say you have $800,000 between your 401k, money in the bank, money in your brokerage account. Would you consider yourself a high net worth investor? Would you call yourself that? And frankly, most people that have, let's say, $800,000 in investable assets between all of those things, plus a house, have over $1 million in a total net worth. Would you consider yourself a millionaire? Probably not. Most people don't, even though they have a net worth in excess of $1 million. So that's what a high net worth investor is. But a mass affluent investor, that is the sweet spot, if you will, of where our firm and many other financial planning firms serve. The mass affluent fall into this category where they're generally over the age of 50. In their working years, they made somewhere between household income, somewhere between $95,000 and $200,000 a year. In retirement, they hope to spend somewhere between $4,000 and $8,000 a month. That includes Social Security, pension, and the money that they take from their investments. They have somewhere between $500,000 and $2 million in investable assets. They have a net worth that's somewhere approaching $500,000 to $2.5 million. They have good relationships with their kids. They're active in their community. They don't see themselves as wealthy, and they're frankly not in that wealthy category by all standards, but they live a decent lifestyle. They don't feel like they spend much money, but they still go out and have a good time. They like to go out to eat. They like to go to the theater. They like to dote on their children and their grandchildren. They like to help out where they can. And they feel that they've worked hard in their lives. But the mass affluent are looking for something else. The mass affluent are looking for somebody that can provide them with advice that goes beyond just investments. They want help when it's time to consider selling their house and moving to a place like Brooksby Village. They want help when one of them, God forbid, passes away and the surviving spouse doesn't know how to write a check or doesn't know how to go about purchasing a car. They seek help in every area of their financial life. It's not that they're dumb. They're not at all. In fact, they're quite smart. In fact, in the book that I'm writing, I call them geniuses because you are. You know about a lot of stuff. But you want to make sure that you're making smart decisions and you're trying to find objective advice in a language that you can understand, and you realize that you need to pay for it sometimes, but you just don't want to be oversold. You don't want to be overcharged. You want to pay a fair price for advice. That's who the mass affluent are. The mass affluent are prevalent all throughout the North Shore, all throughout the Merrimack Valley, all throughout southern New Hampshire. That is 90% of my client base. That is, frankly, I think most financial advisors see that client base, but they may not offer the breadth of services that I just offered. Now, what's happening to the mass affluent is the mass affluent are also finding themselves in an environment where the advisor wants to charge them a fee to manage money. And that fee can be 1%, 1.5%, 2%, whatever it might be. And the mass affluent are wondering, what will I get for my fee? Because if you invest $500,000 with an investment advisor and they charge you 1%, that's a $5,000 fee. what are you going to get for your $5,000? Does your financial advisor have a question, have an answer to that question? If you're paying your advisor right now a financial planning, I mean an investment advisory fee, I would encourage you, and you have the right to ask him that question. Help me understand again what I get for the fee. If your financial advisor tells you that they get better investment research than other people, that they get a better investment portfolio than somebody else, they're lying to you. Because, folks, here's the truth. A fund is a fund is a fund. Investments are investments, and as long as they're managed adequately and appropriately, they're going to deliver you the results that you need. The bigger question is how does your investment plan align with everything else in your life? And so you need to ask yourself, does my financial advisor know everything about my financial life or just what I choose to tell he or she? And if you're not sharing all of that information and they're not asking all of that information, you really can't have an honest-to-goodness financial plan. You really can't have a strategy that helps you understand, can you support the rest of your life in retirement? That's something that we take great pride in our office, in being able to provide answers to these key questions. And I hope your financial advisor is giving you the comfort that you need. If you want to work directly with Fidelity or Schwab or whomever else it might be, that's great. They're there. They have people in-house to help you. But make sure that if you think you're getting retirement advice or financial planning advice, that they're covering the big picture, that they're really taking your money, understanding where your money is and integrating it into everything else in your financial life. One of the coolest things that I love to do, and we just did it just this past week, like I said earlier, is we had a client who was a widow. Her husband passed away. She's 74 years old, and she says, Mark, I've been driving the same car for 13 years. But my husband always used to go with me to the dealership, and we'd buy a car together. And I really want to buy a car, but he's not here anymore. And I'm scared that I'm going to get taken advantage of at a dealership. One of the things I love to do with our clients is we go together. I'll take this widowed client, and we'll usually go out for lunch first, and then we go to a car dealership. Or we'll go to a couple of car dealerships, and we'll check out cars. And I will tell you, the smile that comes across a widow's face when she has somebody there to support her. Hey, it doesn't have to be me. It could be your son. It could be a cousin. It could be whomever it might be. And you drop down at that financial calculator on the desk, and she says, this is my financial advisor. He's here to help me buy my car. That salesperson is not going to take advantage of you. Those are some of the things that a great financial planner does. I hope you get that kind of service. I hope as this year comes to an end, that you really begin to explore if you have that financial plan that you want, if you have that retirement plan that you want, so you can prepare for 2014, 2020, 2030, whatever those years might be. Well, we got to take it out of here. I got to end the show, actually, because I've got to make room for Dana, actually, for him to come in. So I want to thank you all for spending an hour with me. I'll be back here again next Sunday, right here on North Shore 104.9. I want to thank you again for being with me. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Our show is a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.